This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Do I need to maintain ties with those that are abusive within my family? Here you would categorize abuse in different categories, as well as family members in different categories, and then the rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed upon you. All of the rights that Allah speaks about in the Quran or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speak about in the Sunnah maintain a default presumption that this is a relationship in which the normal dynamics of a parent and a child or a brother and a sister or whatever it may be are maintained. And then there are exceptions to those rules. So the general rule is obedience to parents, but at the same time, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, لَا تَعَتَ لِمَخْلُوقِ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. You don't obey a creation when the creation commands you to disobey the creator, and so on and so forth. The point is that there are exceptions to every rule. So if a person fears an imminent harm from a family member, then obviously they can maintain that distance. If it's if a person is verbally abusive or uses language that's inappropriate or veers into emotional abuse, then there are ways to try to rectify that so that you don't have to sacrifice the relationship, the sacred relationship, the ties of a parent and a child or a sibling. But all of these things are case by case. And the point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors certain rights, and Allah honors the dignity of everyone, including yourself, and does not command you to be in a situation where you are facing an imminent harm or a danger. And when there are the lesser forms of harm, then seek ways to rectify, to improve communication, to maybe solicit help, and find someone, inshallah ta'ala, who can help you out of your specific situation. And of course, there are so many people that suffer and that don't have someone to go to. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for everyone that's struggling in one of these situations. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal those parents that are abused by their children abused by their parents, whatever it may be. And when it comes to spousal abuse or a situation in which a person is being abused by a spouse, then you can actually, in fact, the Prophet ﷺ did not tell people to stay in an abusive situation. It is not only permissible, but you should seek help and seek shelter and not stay in an abusive relationship where it's not just going to be harmful to you, but it could be harmful to your children, because a lot of people think that they should stay in these abusive relationships for their children. Instead, seek help, inshallah ta'ala, and may Allah help all of those that are struggling in silence. Allahumma ameen. Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. Jazakallahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.